This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and lined into center field. Base hit. Romy scores. Meyer gets the wave home. Throw up the line. Not in time. Say done. Say yes. Two-run hit, and it is 4-3 Red Sox. 1-2. Chapman is ready. He throws, and a fastball. Swung on and missed. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox have won
7
straight. A stirring come from behind win tonight. They take game one from the Tampa Bay Rays, and it was the kids that delivered tonight.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got the week in review for you. Coming your way at 12:45. I would say a lot of material this week. I don't want to oversell anything.
No, it's been quite a week.
And it's always good, but I feel like by like Monday, we had a jam-packed week in review. Never mind. Over the course of the rest of the week. So stay tuned for that, 12:45. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime, Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways to listen in to Jones and Keith every day here on WEEI. Red Sox win again last night, Keith. 7 in a row. If you've heard that once or twice, thank you. I was told that this is going to be a big stretch for them. It's 4 with Tampa, and more specifically, when they come out of the All-Star break, it is the Cubs, it is the Phillies, it is the Dodgers. They're now playing real teams. Can't brush it aside anymore and say,
Nope.
Oh, that's just the Rockies. Oh, that's just the Nationals, even the Reds. This was a game last night where they were down 3-1. Hell, I felt like for a chunk of time, the manager might have been waving the white towel and giving up on the game. They come back, they win the game against the team they're chasing in the standings. Last night was a nice win for them. Never mind who came through in a big spot, Rafaela and Marcelo Meyer.
Yeah, that was great to see, and winning it in a different way, too. Some of those games against Colorado was just, you know, even though it might have been scoreless or low scoring early, they had these huge innings where they were just...
Was that the most boring sweep?
It kind of was. They just, like, blew it open.
I mean, scored runs constantly, and every game was over early.
And everybody had at least a hit, and it was just, like, kind of dominant. You were going up against bad pitchers, and you were smashing them around. You're like, great, you'll take the wins. But
no resistance.
Then this one was different. Like, you did get resistance. You got a good starting pitching performance on the other side, which, thankfully, the Rays are like, you're done. 88 pitches, Bradley, you're done. You were rolling. But it was a come-from-behind win, whereas as a team, you had 4 hits. What was it the night before? Like 14 hits or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been smashing double-digit runs every night and double-digit hits. Yeah.
It was a different kind of win. Also, he wasn't great by any means, but Walker Buehler ended up going 6 innings, 3 runs, and more to say, you won a game where he started. So, like, I thought maybe the winning streak would come to an end last night, and then you get Garrett Crochet tomorrow, and maybe you kind of get things rolling again. Because I was really just looking for even a split of the Rays. And same. I would have felt, and maybe that ends up what happening, but I would have said, all right, that's a good way to go into the break. You're probably a wild card team at that point, which you are right now, and you're chasing down the Rays, which you could pass them this series. But then, you know, you heard the highlights there, Rafaela and Meyer being the center of the offense and the comeback is another great thing to see. Turning over the bullpen, which has been good. It's been good all year. Chapman's an all-star for a reason.
Chapman's been incredible. Yeah.
He's been nails, but no, there's a lot of things to feel really good about with this team. And then you throw on top of it Alex Bregman, likely to return tonight. Good stuff.
So Bregman back, we think, in the lineup tonight. They reportedly are sending down David Hamilton. I still don't think that's finalized, which means Marcelo Meyer is staying up. Hunter Dobbins is going to get called up. Isaiah Campbell, who Cora contemplated bringing in while I thought he was waving the white flag inning last night, is going to get sent out. So reinforcements coming. That's not an excuse to not make moves at the trade deadline for the Red Sox. But no, I'm happy that, A, Bregman sounds like he's going to get in a couple of games, dip in a toe before the All-Star break. Maybe one in the field, maybe not. I'm very happy that Meyer's staying on the roster. Before we get into any of that, Keith, just real quick, they should at least split in this series now. It's Crochet. You're going tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They should win that game. I heard Greg saying this morning. I agree. You already got one win. You should win the Crochet game. So at bare minimum, you should split this series, and you have a real good shot at winning it.
Bayo on Sunday, although it is during the day. Bayo, more of a vampire, as we know.
I don't love.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
That, no.
But he's had a good season, so maybe even that will start to go the other way. So yeah, Bayo on Sunday. Maybe that one's for the series, or who knows? Maybe it's for the sweep. You just don't know. But yeah, you got to feel pretty good about it. The winning streak has been rolling because you and I have pointed out that yeah, they played Washington and Colorado. However, earlier in the season, if they played teams like that, it was no guarantee of a sweep. It was no guarantee of a series win.
Nope.
So they have a great record. They're 5-2. Against the Tampa Bay Rays. So for everybody screaming about the fake wins, are the Rays a real team? And if they're not, like, who is? Are the Yankees a real team? They have a winning record against the Yankees.
They have a winning record against the Blue Jays, don't they? I'm fact-checking myself on that. I thought they did.
No.
I think they lose 3 or 4 in the first series.
I think the Blue Jays own them.
Scratch that.
I think the Blue Jays might
But that's at least two teams they're chasing that they have matched up well against.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they do have real wins along the way. And, you know, this hasn't been a team that simply loses to the good teams and beats the bad teams.
You're right. They're 3-7 against
them. You don't want to play the Blue Jays. You know, the Blue Jays are beating them up.
All right, so
Orioles. So like the Orioles stink and the White Sox stink. They're combined 8-6 against them.
Right.
So like you're barely over 500 against the Orioles and the White Sox. And then they got swept by the Angels, who are you're 1-5 this season against the Angels, who have a worse record than you. So they even lost the series against the Twins. That's a team that's worse than you.
Yep.
So again, there's so many examples of they don't just beat the bad teams. I'll give them credit for actually doing that this time around. And now you have these big head-to-head games against Tampa Bay. And at least after one night in this part of the series, they took advantage of that.
No, so I'll take it at face value either way. I give them credit for all those wins against the Nats, against the Rockies. They hadn't been playing well. They've been up and down. They're the most games over 500 they've been all year. They're back in a playoff spot. All those games count. And on the other side, inversely, I'm not going to give them an excuse if they lose whatever it is. They have a losing record over these 13 games. They already won the first against Tampa.
Yeah.
And then the 9 coming out of the All-Star break. They have a losing record over that stretch. I'm not going to say, well, that was good competition. No harm, no foul.
No, we're not even looking at that. This team has proven they've played 95 games. Like, that's a pretty good sample of where they're at. The other thing that was mildly impressive, I guess, about last night, because they haven't played many of these games in a while, a one-run game. They won a one-run game. They're
Cora,
now 10-19.
Brought this up after the game, and he's like, you know, at one point we were whatever they were, 4-17 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I love his logic, but on some level I agree with it. He's like, well, those were going to level out, and it's just you just treat them like,
I mean,
not individual occurrences. You just treat it as that'll just level out over the course of a season. It was never going to stay that bad. Like that probably was fluky, but they've started to play a little better in these one-run games.
They haven't played a one-run game since the middle game of the Angels series back on June 24th, which they lost in extra innings. They're still bad in extra innings, but whatever, they won that game. They have also guaranteed themselves a winning record at the All-Star break.
Nice.
Now, don't get me wrong. If they lose 3 straight, we're not going to be like, still a winning record.
No.
Like, we'll be mad about that.
No,
but
Jones will be on edge
he'll be on that.
If they do that.
He'll be on that.
Yeah,
but, but they've at least guaranteed themselves 50 wins, which is what they hit last night prior to the break. So, yeah, I mean, arrow remains pointing up for the Red Sox.
Let's go to the phones here. John's in Springfield. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about the you know, all the trade talk about Duran, but I just want to paint a little picture first. I think the chemistry that we're witnessing right now and the feel good, I know it all comes from winning. I got it, but there's a little more to that. And I just think that you know, getting Mr. Twinkie in his mouth, sucking his thumb, where everybody else is having fun. You know, we wouldn't have that in our clubhouse right now if Fat Ass was on our team. And so it's already a good trade. And what I've said is it's going to be a great trade if they pucker up and they bring a big bat or a big pitcher in.
Okay, so it says here, John, you want to trade Abreu over Duran. Why?
Correct. Because I don't know, you talk about four tool, five tool players. It occurs to me in my eyes that Duran's got more tools in his pocket, and he has more of the heartbeat of the clubhouse than anybody else. And sure, Abreu's a great player. I'd rather see him go than Duran.
So I agree with, honestly, most of that. I would trade Abreu before Duran as well. I don't think the team would, but I would. And I agree with the vibes thing. I know it's kind of corny and intangible and cliche, but I do agree with it. And I thought the vibes were bad while Devers was here. And lo and behold, you get him off the team, and all of a sudden the vibes are good. Weird how that works out. Mm-hmm. So I do totally buy into it. As corny and cliche as it is, I do buy into that.
Yeah, so that would be a tough one. Because remember, when they traded Devers, they were at a highlight point of the season. They just swept the Yankees, and it was kind of jarring to a lot of people. But the reactions coming out of the clubhouse were pretty telling. You know, Jaron Duran was like, yeah, crazy, Devers. But then I went to sleep. And then everybody else is just like moving on. Nobody really cared. I think Duran would be different. Now, they're professionals. So if that happened,
you think they would sulk about it?
I think there would be a little bit more of it. Certainly more than Devers.
Yeah.
But that might be the extreme cases. Because they probably really like Duran and the energy that he brings and everything else, and they'd be like, wow, that's pretty jarring. But if you got back like a Joe Ryan, I think these guys would be like, all right, this is our job. We got to go out there and turn around. We still have a lot of other guys in here. But yeah, I wonder if there's a way to acquire either Ryan himself or a pitcher like that and keep Duran. I'll be honest, I've gone kind of back and forth on
me
this
too.
Because 2 months ago, I'd be like, you don't trade him for anything. I mean, outside of, you know,
Paul Skeens.
Yeah, right. You know, and then there was a time where you're like, yeah, all right. Like, Roman Anthony's up. If you can trade him for a pitcher, do it. And then watching it last night and trying to think of what the best version of this team could be and what the best version of the lineup could be, it probably is him leading off, setting the table, so being aggressive on the bases.
If you want to accuse us for flip-flopping a little bit, then fine. It's fair. But I was with you. I didn't want to trade Duran. Even at my weakest moment, I'm like, I'm still not itching to trade him, but fine, I get a real pitcher, I'd move him.
Yeah.
Now I'm at the point where I wouldn't move Duran or Abreu, honestly. I mean, again, anything for the right deal. You get blown away, I'll trade anybody. But generically speaking, I don't want to subtract from the big league roster. I'm now at the point, and I used to hold Bloom to this standard, and I'll hold my guy Breslow to this standard as well. You got to get uncomfortable with moving some prospects from your Baseball America farm system. And care less about that ranking, care less about tomorrow, care less about the system. I used to go to war with the people who ripped Dombrowski for trading and quote-unquote decimating the farm system. By the way, Duran, Bayo, Raffaello, those are all Dombrowski guys, so I don't know how much he decimated it. But, you know, he decimated, quote-unquote, the farm system. And people would complain about that while Dombrowski was getting you real-life help on the big league roster. I love that approach. And so I would like to see Breslow continue to do that. He did it with Kyle Teal in the offseason. Teal's out, highly regarded prospect, off to a pretty good start with the White Sox. You got Garrett Crochet.
Right, you'll take it.
I do that 1,000 times out of 1,000. You don't need to go that high end with either the prospect you're parting with or the return, but that's not where I'm at. Don't trade off the big league roster. Why are you trading Duran or Abreu? Heaven forbid, Aroldis Chapman going out in a trade. Like, those guys need to stay. You should be dealing off prospects to supplement what feels like a team getting hot, arrow pointing up at the right time. That is now where I'm at, whatever we are, 3 weeks out from the deadline.
I wonder if at any point any of the players will have an issue, kind of, if they don't. And I know that it sounds kind of contrary because you're like, well, everybody's getting along really well right now and the vibes are high. If there's ever a time where they're fully healthy, and there may never be. It's baseball. I mean, you could make the case Costas is already out for the year, so they actually have never had their whole team. But let's say when Bregman gets back, and now Meyer is playing maybe some second, or maybe even Bregman's playing some DH. How does Cora balance Anthony, Raffaella, Duran, Abreu, Yoshida?
I'm not going to tell you I know, but that's what he's paid for.
That's
your job.
It is. But there's also what Breslow said the other morning to Greg and everybody on the morning show was that, you know, maybe you do look at a position of depth and you try to move somebody from there in order to improve your team. And I think the obvious answer is starting pitching. The bullpen's pretty good. Even the lineup, like, I want to see what it looks like with Bregman for a little while. Like, you can always add to it, but like, you, that might be pretty good.
You said Duran, Anthony, Bregman is that's pretty legit top three.
Pretty legitimate.
I don't need Duran every day. Duran doesn't have to play against lefties. He's not hitting lefties. He is hitting righties.
Yeah.
And so I think
the tricky spot is
back to the point where I don't want to shop him.
Yoshida and Abreu. The fact that one of those guys is not right-handed would make it a lot easier, because then you could have real straight platoons. Because, like, when do you play Yoshida and when do you play Abreu? And if they're both in there, then who are you sitting?
I personally wouldn't worry about Yoshida. They mostly haven't all year. I know he had three hits in his first game back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really worry about forcing him into the lineup.
Yeah.
If everybody else is going, he, to me, is the obvious pinch hit, odd man out.
Yeah, I get, maybe that's what it turns into. And then you got to say, all right, we have a $18.5 million pinch hitter.
That's John Henry's problem. That's not my problem.
But a pinch hitter who's not like going to tie the game with one swing, he's going to hit a little screamer to left field.
Right.
He's going to try to hit one past the third baseman.
Look, Breslow didn't sign this guy. This is a Bloom signing.
No.
It's John Henry's problem. I don't think anybody wants him. I think he's kind of eating up a spot on the roster, but I'm not bending over backwards to get him into the lineup.
Like,
he's a luxury.
It's just a tough one to crack, because if you're like, all right, going forward, Meyer and Romy Gonzalez are going to split time at second, depending on the pitcher. Okay. But, like, I don't know when the ideal spot to get Yoshida would be. Because if it's like, oh, it's a righty, it's like, all right, well, you have Duran, Anthony, you have Willy Abreu. I mean, Duran and Anthony should play every single day, whether it's center left or DH or right field in the case of Anthony.
I really don't need Duran in there every day.
So that's interesting. Then if you don't need him every day, then wouldn't you be more open to dealing with him?
Well, I get what you're saying, but right now, if he's not hitting lefties, and he's largely not on balance this year, I don't need him in every day against a lefty. You have enough depth. So I think of him as an everyday ball player, but maybe you get more Ref Snyder in there, or maybe you lean Anthony against lefties over him right now, and he's the odd man out against lefties. I don't have a problem with that. By the way, Sean McAdam Mass Live, and this is just the latest in a bunch of reporting this way, the Padres have been quote-unquote relentless in their pursuit of Jarren Duran.
All right, calm down.
So there has been a lot of smoke of Duran to the Padres. I don't like trading Duran. I like trading him to the Padres even less, Keith. We've gone through. What's the return going to be there? Like, is Yu Darvish even back? I'm not even sure he's pitching.
Yeah.
I think Michael King is hurt. I don't think he's pitching for them.
He was definitely hurt last I checked.
I want nothing to do with Nick Pivetta.
No.
So, like,
Dylan Cease.
Yeah. And he's been bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really want
to. Pen Army, you can get Robert Suarez.
Yeah, that was what Passan wrote. I don't want to do that at all.
No.
I'd trade for Robert Suarez. I wouldn't trade Duran for him.
But who also wrote
trading
about
Duran now for a reliever? No.
The Padres GM, I guess, is really creative, Preller. They said.
Preller. Yeah, that was Passan.
So three-team trade.
Yeah,
I guess that's what it would have to be. Because I don't really. Yeah, you look up and down their rotation. I'm like, I'm good.
So, look, I don't really want to trade Duran these days, which is a change from even earlier in the week, I think. But I definitely don't want to trade him for a reliever. I don't think I want to trade him to the Padres, so they'd have to get creative on that front. But again, that's the latest from Sean McAdam, Mass Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sit on this last 35, 40 games for you. It's just, I mean, everything you're hitting is hard. You're getting hits every single night. For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway. I haven't really experienced that moment yet. And in the box right now, that's what I'm trying to do, help the team win.
Sadon Rafaela with the winning hit last night. Two-run single. Gives the Red Sox a 4-3 lead. That was the final margin. He continues to play great, great baseball.
You know where he's at in war now for position players? So everyday players.
In the American League or in baseball?
In all of baseball.
I do not.
I'll give you a hint. Aaron Judge is first.
Okay.
Pete Crow Armstrong is second.
Nice. I know that when I good guess.
No, not that high, but high.
I know that when I looked this up the other day, he was like, or somebody said this to me actually, he's like 15th in the American League. Yeah, so I'm gonna guess 20?
12th in baseball.
In all of baseball.
Yeah. It's almost like a Duran type year. Duran was with those guys. He was actually even like top 5-6 last year. But the only players with everyday position players with a war better than Rafaela are Will Smith, Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, Shohei Ohtani, Fernando Tatis, Bobby Witt, James Wood, Jeremy Pena, Cal Raleigh, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Aaron Judge in all of baseball. Wild.
Pretty good.
That is, yeah, it's pretty great. Pretty great. Another big knock last night.
Rafaela.
And second amongst all center fielders.
12 homers, 12 steals right now. Could he go 25-25?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
He's at 89 games played.
But
2020?
He's on pace for 2020.
2020.
You got to start somewhere.
It's not nothing.
No.
Randy Wynn.
Although we're
Randy Wynn somewhere is going.
Baseball player.
Yeah, Randy Wynn is like nice.
Randy Wynn's real solid.
Yeah.
But we got a Pete Crow Armstrong stat slash trivia question coming your way in the grab bag.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that.
No.
No, we got a Pete Crow.
I'd stay locked in if I were you.
We got a Pete Crow stat for you. Yeah. That is a real.
Knock your hair back.
It's real. It's very, very much on brand for the grab bag.
Yes.
Apologies are in order for Rafaela. Both you and I thought he was a utility guy.
That was my view.
I was like, play him 2 or 3 times a week. He's here at shortstop. He's there at second base. Play him in the outfield one day. That was how I viewed him. And I thought when you were fully healthy, I thought he could kind of plug in. Wrong. He's an everyday.
He's very good.
Way above average, at least the way he's playing right now. Major league center fielder who is 12th in baseball in war. That's crazy.
Yep, it is.
I would also keep Marcelo Meyer here. Bregman is going to be back, we think, in the lineup tonight. I don't know if he's DHing, third base. We're going to find out. But he's expected to play twice in this series. He didn't play last night. My guess is he DHs tonight. He plays third on Sunday. Just a guess. Maybe he pinch hits the game Keith goes to on Saturday.
That'd be good.
So I thought Meyer, based on talking to Bradford yesterday and even hearing Craig Breslow yesterday morning on the Greg Hill Show, I thought Meyer might be ticketed for his way out of town. Huge hit last night. That's part of why I want him here. Cora, by the way, didn't rule out he could play some first yesterday before the game.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think the question was about second base too, right? He was asked about second, and he didn't really say definitively where Meyer's going to play because he's like, let's see what happens with Bregman kind of thing. Like, he's still kind of holding that one out. But he does always compliment how good he's been in the field and how he's taken to third base and how that's not his natural position and how, you know, eventually he will be a shortstop, but he's taken on which they have to obviously like with the uncertainty on the right side of the infield and sort of the different players that have gotten opportunities over there. So even before last night when he came up with such a clutch hit, I was like, you got to keep this guy on the roster. If it was close, last night obviously broke the tie.
Yeah, and look, I just think there is upside with him. You mentioned defensively, he's good. He's fine anyway defensively already at this point in his career. And there's upside in the bat. And he came through in a big, big spot last night to get the Red Sox back into it. So to me, I wouldn't send him anywhere. It sounds like, temporarily at least, he's on the big league roster, which is good. Bradfoe, by the way, saved this bit of information for after the interview yesterday, Keith.
That's a shame.
Again, you can hear our full interview with Rob Bradford on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go, though you won't hear this bit of information. Per source, the Red Sox and Alex Bregman have yet to engage in talks regarding a contract extension.
Which is fine. I think we're like the only people saying that. It's fine. It's fine. Where's he going to go in such a hurry? He's missed half the season already, and he has, if he wants it, $83 million guaranteed over the next 2 years here in Boston, a place he chose over 5-6 other offers that he got last season.
Well, and
teams
remember,
might give him more years. Teams last year gave him more years. And he still chose this one. He's not going to get, I can't imagine, more average annual than he is with the Red Sox. So how important is that third or fourth year to him? Plus, just because you don't extend him now doesn't mean you can't extend him in the offseason or you know, renegotiate with him in the offseason. If he wants to opt out, go ahead.
So but that's how
also
I feel
backfired
about it.
On players too.
Yeah.
Players have opted out thinking they're going to get more than their club option or their player option, and they haven't.
So it's backfired on the Red Sox too. Like they've played a game of chicken contractually, and it hasn't worked out for them. So I don't know if they have a feel for it. But to me, I would treat last offseason as instructive in his mind, in Boris's mind. And remember, this all began with Boris squawking about it weeks ago. In Boris's mind, this was the best deal. They took it.
Yeah.
And all he's done this year, play at a really high level. He's an all-star.
He's been great.
But he
also hurts.
Also missed 40 games. And he's another year older. And I would use last offseason as an instructive exercise. I don't think teams are going to give him more money this offseason. I definitely don't think they're going to top the AAV. So I don't want to lose him. I want him on the team. If they're really at risk of losing him, well, then fine. Then they should pony up more money if he opts out and work out an extension. I don't think that's realistic, and I would point to last offseason as the reason why. I don't think he's going to go anywhere,
yeah.
So you don't need to give him any extra.
And I guess this conversation really got kickstarted when they traded Devers away, right? It was like, my God, you can't lose both guys. Like, you had both, and now you have neither in a year. But of all the different things with the Red Sox, this is so low on the priority list for me. At the beginning of the season, it was imperative in my mind that they extend Garrett Crochet.
Yep.
Just because maybe how you can use him, how comfortable he is, all that stuff, and you did it. Because if he went out and had a year like this, he probably could have gotten even more, and then even more, whatever else, if he played that game. What you're going to do with your roster, like who are you trading, who are you not trading? That's way more interesting, way more on topic, and of importance than re-upping Bregman right now.
The Bregman thing doesn't scare me. It really doesn't. If they lose him, then I'll be wrong. But it doesn't scare me. And in the meantime, They should not even consider trading him, and I don't think they are. That was a weird report out of nowhere from Jim Bowden, a.k.a. Ralph.
Ralph, yeah, here.
And I think Boris is trying to scare the Red Sox into throwing more money at his client, which is what a good agent does, but I wouldn't fall for it. And I would not discount who the agent is and where the story began in the first place. I think he's on the team, if I had to wager on it, the next couple of years. I don't think he's going anywhere. Garrett is in Rhode Island. Hello, Garrett.
Garrett?
Garrett.
Go ahead. Garrett?
He's there.
I hear you. I don't, yeah, kind of messing around a little
he
bit.
He says Red Sox in positionless baseball.
He didn't say that.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what the call screen said.
Positionless baseball.
I don't,
so like the Celtics.
Do they have positionless
modern
baseball?
Modern day NBA. It's not positionless, but I think what he means is half the roster plays more than one position. which is sort of like modern baseball, I guess, too. Like,
oh,
like
don't tell that to Rafi Devers.
Well, not him. God, yeah. I mean, God, no, not him. But most everybody else either does or is willing to.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, just about everybody in the sport is willing to do it except for that guy, yeah. Which is part of the reason why you needed him out of here. And I really genuinely think, because people are like, well, you just put Devers in at DH. How is that clogging up your roster? How does that make things difficult on the manager, et cetera, et cetera? Don't you see now how much easier it is when you have guys who can play multiple positions and DH is open to give guys a day off, work in Bregman there for a day, give it to Roman Anthony most days? Like, it makes it a lot easier and a lot more flexible. And Devers was not just a bad teammate and not just a cloud hanging over the team, which was hurting the vibes and all these other things. Physically, when it came to filling out a lineup and your roster, he was a problem because he wouldn't go to the field. And I think you're now seeing that with the way the rosters come together in the aftermath of that trade.
Yeah, this is what Breslow had in mind, your guy Breslow, when he was saying how he feels like there's going to be more wins at the end of the year after this move than there would be before. And I think a lot of people had a hard time with that because you're taking a guy that hits 30 home runs out of your lineup and you're not adding anybody to your lineup. But what you're doing is, of the players that you do have, you now have more flexibility. You can match up better against righties and lefties and things like that. And now it all, you need the guys that you have to hit. None of that works if Rafaela is a slump, if Trevor Story is not hitting, if Roman Anthony doesn't snap out of it. But that's exactly what they were banking on. And I think with Roman Anthony, you're like, all right, you're batting second now. Like, you're batting second. You're either in the outfield on one of the two corner spots or you're DHing, but you're flexible about that. You're not complaining about that. You're going to ping pong on those spots, but you can get used to it. You know, when you show up to the ballpark, that's where you're hitting every game.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Patriots coming up at 1 o'clock, but on the way next, Friday, 12:45, means it's time for the Week in Review.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, what a weekend has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. This is our time where we like to play some of the hits from the week, including Monday. All the way back on Monday, our return to action, and we were celebrating a new Boston Bruin, Tanner Janot, as he told us something about him.
Tanner Janot.
I'll tell you, I like the sound of this guy.
Hard down low.
Very much so.
Which?
Brag of the week?
Talk about a brag.
Good Lord,
my goodness. What did he say? He said I can be?
I can be hard down low.
Yeah, can be. Not all the time. What is he, insane?
Seriously.
Yeah. That's not healthy all is right. What that is.
Okay.
He can be
hard
down low.
Good to know.
His words. Yeah. I was unaware of that when the Bruins signed him last week. I am feeling a little better about
you like the signing?
The vigor that he has. He's a virile man.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Like that a lot. It's been a good offseason for the Bruins thus far.
So what did you think about it from afar there, Keith? With the,
I can be hard down low and...
Sick brag, bro.
I might have to be.
Absolutely. The brag of the week. I can be, too. It takes a lot of focus and concentration, but I can be.
Yeah. If nothing else, the Bruins might not be good next year, but we can keep our eyes on hard down low Tanner Janot.
Yeah, I mean, 8, 9, 10 minutes a night, not but bad. Rock hard.
We were also really worried, Jones, about Wally. Earlier this week, there was a home run.
Scary.
And then they show Wally. It looks like he's dangling over the Green Monster. And I know that is his birthplace, but still dangerous.
Mm.
So we were talking about that. What the hell is Wally doing?
I was really...
That was kind of reckless.
I was very reckless. I was worried for Wally
up
there.
Was that live footage?
Look, it's...
He was too close to the edge. Keith, there was no railing.
Keith, it's his life.
Was he sitting... Was that the front row wall? Or was
so
he like,
this is what I couldn't tell.
Rows, I think,
this is what I couldn't tell. He might have been on the second
angles.
Row. Maybe he wasn't
the angle,
dangling off as much as I thought.
The angle definitely looked like his legs were hanging over the monster. But
no,
I think
look,
was a
the angle in a photo is everything. And so I'll tell you.
I've got it just right. I figured it. I found the hack.
So maybe he wasn't right in the front row, but I was
angle,
watching
room temperature.
No,
somebody
look,
else's.
Look.
Can you make a 40-foot fall in that suit with all that padding?
Well, wow, that's a good question.
What do you mean, suit?
What are you talking about?
He's not wearing a helmet.
And somebody tweeted at me last night. They're like, he's really gone off the rails ever since they took off his head and scooped out his brains.
They scalped him and then wore his head every time they hit a home run.
I like that.
I like the wall head, although I wonder if those guys are going to want to change it because it's hot out there.
Yeah.
And you want to put a big sweaty head on every time you're like hit a home run? It's 100 degrees.
You want to be the first one.
Yeah. Like it's sopping wet. What is this?
It's the old Bonnie Blue philosophy. you are the first one with the Wally head on there.
But somebody, the good, would you rather is with the 100 men versus one gorilla, would you rather be the first guy against the gorilla or the last guy with Bonnie Blue? I think the gorilla.
Definitely.
I think end it quick. Just end it quick. Just kill me.
I still don't know my answer to that one.
That was on Tuesday, so that was not an official Would You Rather question.
Although, no, it wasn't.
For Would You Rather Wednesdays.
You did kind of stumble onto something, though. Maybe maybe they do have a new celebration, Keith, as we came to find out. So you really,
Jared
Durant
specifically
has
a new celebration.
It's his own thing.
Greg Hill, that was his lead.
I think Crochet is getting on board with that one, too.
Oh, nice.
I mean, who isn't? Who isn't getting
risking
on board
a lot of neck injuries?
I think Nesson is either going to have to turn away or blur it. Which I think would just lead to more questions.
I think on the app it can be unblurred.
Yeah, if the app ever worked.
I think on the app you
can
see everything. But yeah, over the air, you probably got to blur that out.
Well, we learned something about Tanner Janot this week. We also learned something about our very own Adam Jones.
Oh, I was behind this guy from Maine for...
Sick brag, bro.
For 4 hours is what I was about to say.
How's that guy doing?
He barely noticed. And so, but on the...
I can be hard down low.
on the spare tire, it said, Bigfoot thinks you're not real is what it said.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
No, it's a good thing to look at for 4 hours.
I feel terrible for that guy.
The guy from Maine. Yeah.
All right, now let's get to the official Would You Rather Wednesday, where we always ask four Would You Rather questions. This was one where he is now our Hoss of the Week.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman on a viral video at a golf course. Classic confrontation, right? Sometimes one group ahead of you is playing slow. There ends up being an argument. One guy was very vocal, tried to challenge another guy to a fight.
Sure.
So that's why this Would You Rather was asked.
Long way of saying it. I would rather get
Would you rather get punched in the face or thrown into a pond or any body of water?
Here's the answer.
Okay. Long way of saying it. I would rather get punched in the face than thrown into a pond.
Because it's so emasculating?
It's so emasculating, yeah, but and you're soaked for the rest of the round.
I'd rather go in the pond. I'm not trying to eat a bunch of punches from that guy?
Maybe not as many punches. One punch. No, but now you're soaked, and then they're like,
"It's all right.
Why are you soaked?" Like, oh, I'm looking for my ball? You're like, okay. But also, there's that you're on camera getting like picked up like a little kid and then just like launched.
Yeah, but my face doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd rather get tossed in the
pond. Your pride hurts.
Yeah, no, it's all right. No, but then that's nothing new for me.
Yeah, but then you look like a tough guy for a week. And you're like, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
And like, actually, I should see you. I saw it on Twitter. You got demolished.
You'd rather eat a punch than get tossed into a pond?
100%.
100% the other
100%.
Way.
100%.
I would much rather be soaking wet and emasculated than eating punches.
Blends in with the urine.
Punches from that guy.
Billy,
I got to wash the pee off my pants anyway. That's a good point.
Would you rather just get shoved into a pond and have to peel yourself out or take one punch?
One punch in the face.
Yes.
Right. Especially when the beer cart goes around, I can put a cold beer on the
wound. Cold beer on smart. It, you're fine.
Oh, yeah,
that's
great.
Smart. Good answer
Jones
by Billy.
Tells me he remains on edge.
Oh, that's going to be perfect. Yeah. That's going to be very useful.
That's a drop that's going to get some work, yeah.
Big baseball feud this week. Will on Will crime.
Big time, yeah.
Our very own Will Fleming. San Francisco Giants legend Will Clark in the news. Talking about Rafael Devers, but then it ended up getting very personal.
Oh.
Will Clark, let's just say, big mad at Will Fleming.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Hot start.
Honestly?
As hot a start as you can have.
So far, I love it.
Yeah, well, so, you're going to have that one ready because he came out fired up.
Let me just tell you, this man knows how to curse. This guy yeah. understands the art of cursing. Yeah. I will tell you that.
He is one of the best.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? off. So other than that, I'm cool. But...
Okay, so right. I just want to get that off his chest.
Sure, yeah.
This is not great.
So I'm sure he just moved on after this, right?
I'm sure he dropped it.
Yeah, I'm good. Other than that, I'm good.
Spiked the football. All he's right. like, I'm good. He said his piece.
All right, see where it goes.
Okay.
But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what?
Did that happen? Did he say
even
that?
If I got to go grab you by the back of the neck, drag your ass out there, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
It's really a masterclass. So he starts out by ripping Will Fleming, but then he pivots to blaming AI.
Yep.
That is the new... I got hacked.
Honestly, it's
for
so
years
good.
And years and years, I got hacked. Oh, guys, I got hacked. Like, you didn't get hacked. Oh, Ray Allen, you got hacked?
Yeah.
You were telling that lady those things, and you got hacked? Please. There you go. Will Clark, Will Fleming.
Whew, man.
Good rivalry.
As Bradford knows, baseball isn't boring.
No.
Also, yesterday on the program, we were talking about a potential new celebrity couple, Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara.
Was. Reps for Brady and Vergara did not comment when reached by Page Six. However, she has posted a number of snaps. Haven't seen those yet. Let's do some work. Some work research on those snaps. I've not seen them.
I haven't seen those either.
Brady wasn't in any of those photos. However,
yeah.
Brady did ask to switch seats next to her at a dinner, according to Page Six.
If you were sitting next to Sofia Vergara, Tom Brady came over and was like, hey, can you switch seats with me? I'm like, no, dude, this is my assigned seat.
This is my seat.
I got this seat. I already have all my food is right here.
Yeah.
I need to be here. I can't move my drink and food.
Imagine you eating next to Sofia Vergara the way you eat.
Wings.
I mean, wings next to Sofia Vergara. She's just like...
She's like, I need to move seats. I need to move. Tom Brady's like, this guy for real?
She's like,
I got it.
I'm afraid he's going to choke.
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. You need all your blue cheese? She's like, please, please leave me alone.
All right, and finally, Jones, we have two nominees. You already heard one of them, but we'll replay it. Two nominees. You can decide the official brag of the week.
Okay.
The Jones and Keefe brag of the week. Was it Tanner Janot?
I can be hard down low and...
Sick brag, bro.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Or, in an unrelated note to Will Clark, was it our guy Will Fleming?
I mean, I do all these games on ESPN and Fox.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
Hard down low versus doing games for ESPN and Fox.
Okay.
You got to pick one.
I think you got to go with Will.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Let me hear it again.
I mean, I do all these games on ESPN and Fox.
Sick brag, bro.
Because really, that's in your face, Will Clark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Will? Oh, you're on the Burns to Birds podcast? Great.
I'm on Fox.
Good for you there,
ESPN.
Guy.
Okay, so
there you go. Good week.
The week in review here on Jones and Keefe. As always, it certainly was a week around here. That was the best
Holy
of it.
Holy smokes.
We'll get back to the Patriots, some Red Sox thoughts as well, and all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That is next.
Bill Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.